Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Chocolate Bloom. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe like the beautiful chocolate bloom blossom you are.
All right, everybody. Chocolate Bloom was a page picked out by Rachel and was something that I knew existed, but I never knew what it was called. And it's one of those ideas that I really want to follow through on and see like what's going on with it. So here we go with Chocolate Bloom.
Yay, science.
Chocolate Bloom. Chocolate bloom is either of two types of whitish coating that can appear on the surface of chocolate fat bloom caused by changes in the fat crystal in the chocolate and sugar bloom due to crystals formed by the action of moisture on the sugar. Fat and sugar bloom damage the appearance of chocolate but do not limit its shelf life. Chocolate that has bloomed is still safe to eat as it is not perishable food due to its sugar content, but may have an unappetizing appearance and surface texture. Chocolate bloom can be repaired by melting the chocolate down, stirring it, then pouring it into a mold and allowing it to cool, bringing the sugar or fat back into the solution.
Fat bloom. Fat bloom is the separation of the cocoa butter from the other components. Generally, bloom arises from storage or age. Improper formulation exacerbates the problem. Lower melting point triglycerides in cocoa butter are more mobile than other constituents and migrate to the surface of the chocolate item.
Cocoa butter can be classified into polymorphic forms. Bloomed chocolates contain the most stable 6-polymorph of cocoa butter. Bloom occurs through the uncontrolled polymorphic transformation of cocoa butter from a less stable form, form 4 or 5, to the most stable form, form 6. The technology of good chocolate production depends on ensuring that only the stable form of the cocoa butter ingredient exists in the final product. In poorly tempered chocolate, form 4 will transform to 5 and eventually form 6, resulting in bloom, while in well-tempered chocolate, form 5 will transform to form 6 and bloom may also occur. Elevated and or fluctuating temperatures promote the transformation rate and thus also promote the rate of bloom formation. However, it is found that the production of form 6, form 5 does not always lead to bloom. A direct relationship cannot be established between fat bloom and the evolution of the crystalline forms. the onset of transformation from Form 5 to Form 6 crystals is not the cause of visual bloom. Rather, this transition should be considered as an aspect of cocoa butter recrystallization that may result in bloom.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you properly store your chocolate.
Thank you for listening to that message and for sitting through my entire rant about fat bloom.
Good job. Sugar bloom.
Oh, here we go again.
So true. This section does not cite any sources. Please help improve this section by adding citations to reliable sources. While the most common is fat bloom, sugar bloom also occurs and is not necessarily distinguishable from the fat bloom by appearance. In freshly sugar-bloomed samples, it is often easy to feel the surface difference. Sugar bloom feels dry and does not melt to the touch, while fat bloom feels slick and melts. One can often see the difference by touching a small droplet of water to the surface. With fat bloom, the droplet simply beads up. With sugar bloom, the droplet quickly flattens and spreads as the water dissolves the microscopic sugar particles on the surface. Alternatively, gentle warming of the surface with a hairdryer, for example, will cause the crystals of fat bloom to melt, removing the appearance of bloom, while leaving sugar bloom unchanged.
Sugar bloom is caused by moisture, condensation onto the surface of the chocolate, or moisture in the chocolate coating causes the sugar to absorb the moisture and dissolve. When the moisture evaporates, the sugar forms larger crystals, leaving a dusty layer. It is caused by storage of chocolates in damp conditions.
Deposit of dew during manufacture from damp, cooler air, or allowing chocolates to enter a packaging room at a temperature below the dew point of that room.
Use of hygroscopic ingredients, low grade, or brown sugar. Hygroscopic is the phenomenon of attracting and holding water molecules via either absorption or absorption from the surrounding environment.
High temperature storage conditions of chocolate-covered confectionery where the centers have a high relative humidity and the water vapor given off is trapped in the wrappings.
Method to minimize sugar bloom. Here we go, everybody. Sugar bloom can be reduced by maintaining an appropriate storage temperature for chocolate products. A psychometric chart can be used to determine the temperature above which food must be maintained in order to avoid condensation. Psychometric chart, what is that? Psychometrics is a field of engineering concerned with the physical and thermodynamic properties of gas vapor mixtures. Ooh, fun.
I wouldn't have guessed, but I like how this article finished off with a solution. I feel like most Wikipedia pages don't talk about solutions to problems.
Yeah, I think that this is a well-formed page. Maybe it could use a couple of extra citations. Looks like there's a little problem going on there.
Yeah.
But other than that, solid, good information, something that you've always known about, but maybe didn't know exactly what the whole deal was. Now you know, chocolate bloom is for real.
Chocolate bloom is for real, and good job to the writers and editors of this article.
This has been the Wikipedia page for chocolate bloom.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash your heart-shaped box of chocolates.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.